from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Welcome back to hour number two of the ESPN 1320 Insiders. Get ready for the most up-to-date sports news and talk with the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hour number two. I'm going to try and hit all my breaks on time this time.
Sweet.
Yeah, look at me go.
You could get hit with a $100,000 fine, like what just happened to
I hope not. I don't got that.
The Philadelphia 76ers for their lack of reporting of Joel Embiid's injury before the OKC game.
That super makes sense because he went from, oh, he's going to try to come back to he's doubtful to, oh, yeah, by the way, he's starting in like 20 minutes. It wasn't actually 20 minutes, but.
Well, I mean, the reporting on it all morning. Oh, he could play tonight. He could play tonight. And then it was like, oh, it doesn't look like he's going to play. And yeah. Then boom, he's in the starting lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 100 G's.
Yikes.
Was it worth it?
Maybe yeah, they it got, was. Got the W.
Maybe it was worth it.
It'd be funny if this is the year that Joel Embiid and his team go deep in the playoffs, where he just sat out because of knee surgery for 2 months, 2.5 months, whatever it was, and then all of a sudden makes a deep playoff run. All right, got some housekeeping real quick. Want to remind you, you can bark at us anytime on the Farmer's Dog Talk Line, 916-909-1320. That is 916-909-1320. Farmer's Dog, a healthy life starts with healthy food. And y'all, Final Four coverage is time. It begins Saturday at noon with a one-hour Final Four special. That's from Westwood One Sports, our homies over there. We appreciate them immensely. Followed by game coverage, it begins at 1 p.m. That's exclusively right here on ESPN 1320, 98.5 FM HD2, your smart speaker, and the free Odyssey app. So if you're watching Final Four stuff this weekend, you got some errands to run, hop in the car, turn on 1320.
There we go.
We'll have that game for you. And then Sunday at 11:30 a.m., the NCAA Women's Basketball National Championship game exclusively on ESPN 1320, 98.5 FM HD2, your smart speaker, of course, in the free Odyssey app. So we'll have the women's natty for you as well. That's on Sunday with coverage beginning at 11:30 a.m. Whatever the matchup is there, it's going to be fun. Can't wait for that on Sunday. All right. You want to take a look around the NBA last night?
Yeah,
wasn't
fine.
Good for the Kings.
I'm excited about this watch party on Monday.
Yeah, we do have a watch party Monday. Well, you guys have a watch party Monday.
Watch party on Monday.
Yeah, I'm not going to be out there. Tom's Watch Bar. The Natty Watch Party, we're calling it.
The Natty.
It's sponsored by Michelob Ultra Superior Light Beer. That's Tom's Watch Bar in downtown, the downtown commons, Jesus, out in DoCo. It's right across from the main entrance of Golden One Center.
Yeah.
So if you're standing out at the, you're looking at the front of Golden, it's right behind you.
It's right behind you.
Right there. You can't miss it in DoCo. It's cracking in there. There are approximately 1 million TVs. It's not a million, but it feels like it.
It feels like, yeah. It
feels like there's an individual TV for every seat is kind of how it feels.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's a really, really cool spot. You'll have a great time out there. You're going to see D'Lo. You'll see Casey, the entire ESPN 1320 crew. James will be out there. Jesse, Charlie. Joe from Promotions
Hell
is
yeah.
pulling up.
That's right.
Future 1320 employee, Joe. Come on.
All right.
Let's keep it a stack.
That's right.
Yeah.
Kyle just makes these things happen, just so everyone knows.
Yeah, just I'm all in on Joe.
Full disclosure. Yeah.
I am fully biased toward Joe.
Okay.
I won't be there. Hey, you know what's funny? Because I'm going to England. First time ever traveling out of the country. We have somebody coming to house sit for us. They're going to come and make sure that nothing, you know, burns down or anything. And it's so funny when somebody house sits for you because you have to like write the note that tells them how to exist.
Yes.
It's a person coming to your house. There's a couch. There's a bed. There's towels in the bathroom. Food in the fridge. It's a house. But you feel the need to be like, okay, hey, if you need anything, feel free to eat whatever's in the fridge.
Our stuff is three pages long, Kyle.
Bro, it's like...
3 pages long.
It's really like, hey, lock up when you leave.
It's like a diary. We don't even do that. We don't lock our front door.
Like, there should...
we don't.
Well, we live in different neighborhoods.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, I feel so awkward about, like, hey, welcome to our... It feels rude to just be like, yeah, exist. You know how you live at home? Just do that here.
That's right.
Just whatever you do at your house... Just do it here.
We hope that... Just try not to die while you're here. And,
please.
And try not to let one of our pets die.
That's it.
And that's it. That, like, just survive. Just survive.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Live here. That's all you gotta do.
Yeah.
Yet I feel the need to write a note on how to do that.
Yeah. It's funny. Our house, we have always had an open door. Like, we don't lock the door. And people just walk in. Like, we kind of have a long entryway that leads in, but like you can hear the door open.
Sure.
And then the dogs go greet whoever's there. And if they don't like who's there, then you would hear that as well. But our dogs like most people. And then but we've always had just like a wide open. So everyone knows they come to our house. And then you go to your friends that walk right into your house all the time. Like they walk in. You go to their house and you got to knock because, and then they come over to the door. They peel back the thing. Oh, James is here. And then click, click, click. You hear them like unlocking the door. You're like, you walk into my house all the time and nothing happens. Like, nothing ever happens to us. Yeah. And you live down the street. Like, anyway, I find it comical.
I get it. But yeah, that's what we spent last night doing. Okay. How do we tell this 32-year-old how to live?
How to survive.
Yeah, man.
Please just like, survive.
Internet, give me the Wi-Fi and the Wi-Fi password and I got you. There's any quirky things like, hey, don't use the downstairs faucet.
Oh yeah.
Like, okay, fine. If there's something weird with it, fine. But outside of that, it's like, you know how to do it.
I'm like, hey, I marked all my bottles of liquor. Don't steal my liquor.
Even that, I got too much. Have a bottle of wine. I don't care.
It'd take me like 3 pens to get through all of it.
Knicks 120, Kings 109 last night. Elsewhere in the NBA, can we talk about, the Mavs beat the Hawks 109-95, and the Clippers beat the Nuggets 102-100. Pacific Division kind of a wrap at this point. Up four with six to go. That's a tough hill to climb. And then I'm not buying Dallas stock, but I'm also not selling any Dallas stock I have.
Okay.
I just there's something I just can't shake that makes me think that they're capable of making a run.
Just a run.
Like when just a run. I don't think they're going to the finals. But man, if the board shakes out right and you told me they went to the conference finals, I wouldn't be super shocked. But maybe they get into a 7-game series against a team that exploits their defensive weaknesses and Jason Kidd gets outcoached, which wouldn't shock me, and they lose in the first round. But also, if you told me they went to the conference finals, I also wouldn't be that surprised.
Okay.
And they beat the Hawks last night, 109-95. Can we talk about this Warriors-Rockets thing just real quick?
Yes, I'm in.
Warriors 133, Rockets 110. We got embarrassing stuff all around here, guys. So we had Tari Eason a couple weeks ago.
Oof.
Yeah!
Doing his Warriors come out to play after they won their 10th consecutive game. I don't think they've won since he made that video.
Oh.
And they got smoked at home 133-110 by the Warriors last night. He wore a Warriors come out to play t-shirt on the sideline.
Oh, no.
Tari Eason did.
He doesn't even play.
So, did you see the photo of Steph with the three water bottles on his fingers doing the Warriors thing?
Uh-uh.
Okay, so if you've not seen the movie The Warriors, that's what the guy does. When he says, Warriors, come out to play, he has these bottles on his fingers, these glass bottles, and he's like tapping them together. Steph is doing that with water bottles last night, just on the bench. Like, ha ha ha, that's kind of funny. But I guess Klay and Draymond as they were coming onto the court late in the game, were yelling Warriors come out to play, like, to the crowd and stuff. And then there was a little, it looked like fun trash talk with Tari Eason after the game. But it's like, bros, you cinched up the 10th spot. Like, you're supposed to, like, I don't know how to feel, because I love Petty. I'm here for Petty.
I did.
I love Petty trash talk.
Well. I do too.
I'm here for trash talk. I love it so much. I thought Tari Eason's video was great. I thought the Warriors' response to it was kind of funny, the Steph thing. But then hearing that they were doing that to the Rockets crowd and they're out there, you can't go from not worried about the Rockets to that. I don't know. Feels like the score spoke for itself. You could have just been like, hey, man.
Scoreboard.
Like you guys are fine, but you're not there yet.
I mean, that's typically the biggest burn of all. Just like, yeah, man, you're talking like just,
yeah.
Can you look at the scoreboard for me?
Yeah.
Just wondering. Especially, I'm a little blurry. Does it say what I think it says?
I think the Warriors' frustration was that Tari Eason isn't playing, and he was the one doing the talking. I think that's where the frustration built up. But still, it's like, yo, you didn't clinch the one seed.
No.
You didn't even clinch a playoff spot.
No.
You fended off this very young, inexperienced team from knocking you out of the play-in. Come on, man.
It's also like the Kings, with a win or a Rockets loss tonight, can clinch a play-in, a top 10.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not something you want to put on a t-shirt or anything.
Like, yeah.
We clinched a top 10.
Bring out the champagne.
We clinched a
play-in. We're in the play-in.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's not exactly what you're looking for there, but still, like, the Warriors are still down where they have not clinched.
Yeah, man, and it's punching down at that point. You're the Warriors. You are Steph, Clay, and Draymond. That is how you present yourself, the team that won a title 2 years ago. So you're rolling forward with this group.
Mm-hmm.
It just, the punching down is what bothers me. If you want to punch up, Tari Eason wants to punch up, that's fine. And the Rockets were on the Warriors' ass at that point, too. They were a game back.
Yeah.
But now they're four games back with six to play, and they just got smoked by 23 at home, and now they've lost three in a row.
It does make you feel better if you're a Kings fan, though, knowing that the Rockets won't be there to thump you for some reason.
Just a weird, weird thing. You were saying this morning that Alperen Şengün is trying to come back if they make the play-in?
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Sure, man.
You know,
that's nuts.
The Rockets
Modern medicine is crazy.
The Rockets have won 11 in a row.
They're going to be like the darling pick next year, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's a top three team.
Kings are not even remotely. They're an 11 seed again.
Yeah.
And well,
everybody's going to get hurt again.
The Rockets are number 7.
And everything's going to be awful.
Yeah.
And they're going to have no players by October.
Yeah.
So the preseason prognostication. That's exactly how it's going to go.
Yep.
1,000%. Every team in the West is going to get better, including the Lakers and Warriors and the Rockets. Oh, and you know what? Like what the Jazz did this offseason, too. Let's put them up there. Kings? Oh, yeah, no.
Well,
exactly how it's going to go.
I
promise.
It's possible that both the Lakers and the Warriors will just magically get younger. All of their stars, they'll get younger.
Yeah. No, for sure. You can never count them out when you have a bunch of 35-year-olds on the team.
That's right.
I need to put a pin in the thing we have to worry about now for the Kings, because we got to give you some keys to a Kings victory tonight in Boston.
Okay.
It's going to be tough.
I'm here for it.
But I think we've worked it out. We put our heads together and said, hey, we've got some keys to victory. We'll talk about them next on ESPN 1320 Sacramento Sports. All right, he is James Hamm. I am Kyle Madsen. They are the Sacramento Kings, and they're at TD Garden tonight to take on the Boston Celtics, the number one team in all of the NBA. They have like a 6-game lead on the number one seed in the West.
Mm.
It is just wild. We've talked a lot about how good they are already. I don't think we need to drive that point home any further. Before we get to keys to victory, what is the matchup you're most looking forward to tonight?
I think it's to see Keegan Murray play against Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
I need to see if Keegan can elevate. Like, this is a player who, you know, took these steps in Jason Tatum and became more and more and more. You don't need to emulate your game after Jason Tatum because they're different. But
no doubt.
I still think that, like, learning how to play against a guy like this and trying not to get in foul trouble against a guy like this is pretty big for Keegan.
Yeah, man. And defending, we've seen him defend smaller guards effectively. Did a great job earlier this season on Steph, Donovan Mitchell. Now I would like to see him do that against a really elite wing scorer and Jason Tatum as well. I think that'll be a really, really good litmus test for just kind of where he's at defensively. And if Jason Tatum cooks tonight, it's not like, oh my God, he can get defend. But it's just a, okay, hey, that's the next step. That's the measuring stick right now.
Yeah, and defend without fouling. You know, that's such a big deal that, like, if you're not paying attention, you know, like, watching Keegan Murray have to, like, play bad defense because he's in foul trouble is what you're trying to avoid here. And look, if he can't, I hope that Kessler Edwards gets a shot at him, too.
No doubt.
Because that's kind of the body style that you need to go up against a guy like Tatum. He's so strong, even though he's, like, a lean dude. Mm-hmm. When he decides to go to the rim, he just like powers through. Yeah. So yeah, he's a hell of a player.
He's got a bag down in the post too, man. His footwork's really, really good. He is so good at getting his shot off at 6'8" or whatever he is.
Yeah, 6'8", 6'9".
Tough guard for sure. Tough two guard. He's a forward. Tough guard for a defend.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Key to victory number one at James.
Play your game. Like I kind of feel like I keep watching the Kings not play their game. They're playing the game that the other team plays. And the Celtics do a lot of dribbling. Jason Tatum does a lot of dribbling. The Kings don't need to do that. That's not who they are. And they need to go out there and play through Domantas Sabonis. They need to feed everybody. And they need everyone to step up and kind of figure out. But play your own game.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm right there with you. There's nothing worse than when you see the Kings come down on offense and it's Sabonis standing at the top of the key with nothing really happening.
Mm.
They stop moving. They stop spraying. They start trying to force tough shots. I think that's something De'Aaron's guilty of sometimes is he tries to take over a game, which is fine, but that doesn't mean trying to shoot a contested 12-footer over two defenders. That's just not a... that's not... Like you said, that's not their game.
Mm-hmm.
Like to see it. Keep the ball moving and try and cut up a really good Celtics defense. It's not easy for sure. Number one for me, prayer. I think if you all get together and say a nice old prayer before the game.
Prayer circle.
Yep, get everybody in the right mindset. You know, everybody focused, move in the same direction. I think that's a good first step in trying to knock off this Celtics team.
Okay.
See if you can get some help from whatever deity you would like to pray to.
Have a coming to Jesus moment before the game.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I don't want to back anybody into a specific religion or deity or deities. So pick one. Pray to them. You know, whether it's...
Each can pick their own.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like have a nice prayer beforehand.
That's key number one. All right. Number two for you.
Number two. Keep feeding the other guys. The other guys are...
Mark Wahlberg... Will Ferrell.
Yes. Those are the other guys. Mark Wahlberg could be there. You never know.
Oh, true. Yeah, it's in Boston.
He is a Boston guy. I would definitely find a way to get Keon Ellis shots, Davion Mitchell shots, Trey Lyles shots, even Sasha Vezenkov shots. Keep everyone involved. That's the way that this team has looked its best. That's why they were up 21 points on the Knicks last night.
Mm-hmm.
And when they stopped doing that, it's why they were no longer up 21 points and they lost.
Yep. Key number two for me, nobody get hurt. Just stay healthy tonight. You're on the second night of a back-to-back. You're playing a very good Boston team. Just go out there, get through it healthy. What?
Your keys are hilarious.
What?
I'm enjoying them.
What?
All right.
I think these are good keys.
Go out there and
say a little
have
prayer.
A good time. All of you have a good time.
No, everybody have fun is my third key. Don't spoil it. I just don't want anybody to get hurt. That's all. Get through it.
Okay.
Don't be afraid. If it gets out of hand, which with no Jaylen Brown, no Derek White, I don't think it's going to get crazy out of hand.
Peyton Pritchard will tear this team up.
But if it does, Mike, just wave the white flag. I don't care about... Hey, learn. You got to know how to close a game out. You got to continue. Like, no, bro. It's second night of a back-to-back. Just get empty the bench if it gets out of hand. Let Chris Duarte run around. Let Kessler Edwards run around. Let all that go down.
Okay.
If it gets out of hand. I'm not saying pull the plug if it's an 8-point game with 6 minutes to go. Not saying anything like that.
Okay.
But if it gets sideways, just recognize it. Number three.
Number three for me, don't look at the Eastern Conference standings.
Uh-oh, too late.
You might want to not know how good this team is. Because if you know how good they are and you worry about how good they are, there's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Because this is, like, what they've done to the East is just flat out dirty. Like, yeah. They're so good.
It is insane. Like, we've been so locked into the Kings in this Western Conference race, and then you pop over to the East. And the Bucks are, while I am out, noted on the record out on the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yes, you are.
They're still really good and just way behind the Celtics.
Do you know how far behind they are?
Is
17.
It 12 games now?
No, it's much worse than that. Hang on.
Wait, the Celtics?
The Celtics are 12 and a half.
I'm sorry, the Bucks?
Bad. Yeah, they're 12 and a half games up on the Bucks. Yeah, my bad.
Oh my God.
I think that's what, 13 and, no, they're 13 games up on the Bucks.
Oh
on
God.
The second place team in the East, they're 13 games up.
They've had the number one seed cinched for like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think they already have like an asterisk like next to
it. They have all the letters that you can have on the ESPN standings. They have them.
Yeah, they have like, yeah.
Yeah, 13 games.
The Cavaliers are very good.
The Cavaliers are 46 and 31 and 14 and a half back. The Cavs are really good. It's not even close. Number three for me, I was going to say everybody have fun, but I'm actually going to do a real one now.
Okay.
We talked about De'Aaron Fox last night kind of taking over and not getting away from that, not getting outside of Kings basketball. I get it. But I think one of the things Boston does really effectively is they have the length on the perimeter to run you off the line, and then they have good enough defenders inside to make your paint touch a difficult one. I think this is where De'Aaron Fox, as a mid-range shooter, could really, really be effective. Where, okay, you're running him off the line, he's past the first defender, but then he stops and pops from 12, 13, 14 feet. And just force that Celtics defense to get out of sorts like a little bit. And then maybe you can start hitting some back cuts. Then maybe you can kind of start getting into your offense a little more. That's just, I think the mid-range has become super underutilized because I think defenses, well, A, offenses don't want to shoot them a lot. And so defenses don't really account for it. And I do think that there are times where you can really take advantage of that. And tonight is one of those, I think. Keegan, too, in the mid-range. He can get basically whatever shot he wants from 12 to 15 feet, 16 feet. I would like to see him take advantage. That's my real one. But also, everybody have fun.
Everybody have fun. And more prayers.
Dude, just maybe one more at halftime.
That's right. Maybe Buddy Hield needs to put out a tweet for the Kinks.
That would be right, funny.
For strength and
Buddy Hield logging on tonight. He's like, oh, you know what? The homies need help.
Health, happiness, strength.
What was the Larry Fitzgerald one back in the day? Faith, focus, finish. FFF.
Oh.
That's how he finished all of his tweets.
Okay.
I thought it was so cool.
That Willie Cauley-Stein had PPP tattooed
up
on his forehead.
Yeah.
I can't remember what the three P's stood for.
Possibilities. Projection. Pineapple.
Porzingis. Because he thought he was...
Stop!
He thought he was a unicorn.
Oh, man. God, him saying I have the same skill set as Porzingis was one of the nuttiest things I've ever heard a player say.
Yeah, I was
have confidence in yourself. I appreciate that and I respect it. That's what gets those guys to those levels is just a supreme confidence that every time they step on the court, they're going to be the best player on the court.
Yeah.
But, man.
I did find it.
Oh.
I did find it. Let me see. Where is
passion?
It? Philosophical power and peace. And the crazy
what?
Thing is that I wrote this story for.
You dropped that banger, huh?
I guess. I don't believe I even wrote this because it's like the shortest thing I've ever seen.
Hey, Willie.
We have a movement.
Hey, Willie.
I did write this because I did write, we have a movement. That's how I finished it.
Hilarious.
Hashtag PPP.
Hilarious.
Which is... So funny. Brand for me being snarky.
Oh, dude, 1,000%. I love that. Just, hey, I'm going to, hey, Willie, what's this mean? Let's really dive in. Let's dig into that. Let's unpack this.
Yeah.
Hey, Jesse, you want to come in for the handoff? All right, Jesse's going to come in for the handoff next segment.
All right.
I'm also going to tell you about the thing that we haven't talked about that we really need to be worrying about for the Kings. It's coming up next on ESPN 1320.
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen. Brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
All right. Before we get to the thing the Kings need to be worrying about here that we haven't talked about enough, in my opinion, shout out to the Stockton Kings for winning their single elimination playoff matchup against the Santa Cruz Warriors last night. Our guy Deuce Mason on the call for that one. And let me get my screen sharing up here, because we're gonna have some Stockton Kings highlights for you here on ESPN 1320.
Oh
yeah, baby. All right, let me get this up. Let me pause that and move this. I'm doing this on the fly. There we go. Let's hear some red hot Stockton Kings playoff basketball action, courtesy of our guy Deuce Mason.
Rock, there's five. Johnson, two. Johnson to beat the shot clock. It's gone! Rock, there's...
Great call, Deuce. Really, really good.
There we go.
Didn't do too much. There's a tendency in that spot to say too many words. I thought Deuce nailed it, much like Kings legend Mason Jones did to send the Stockton Kings onto, I believe, the championship round.
Western Conference finals.
Okay, I just thought finals.
Yeah, but last year they were also the number one seed, led by Namias Keita, and when they got to this game last year, they lost, which is a single elimination. I don't know why they do a single elimination and then you go on to the Western Conference finals. And I don't know how many games the Western Conference finals is. It might just be one game. I'm not sure.
Love to see it. Jalen Slauson had a big block late in that game.
He did. It was spectacular.
Stanley Johnson had a big defensive play at the end. And, of course, Mason Jones cashing the three from the corner at the shot clock buzzer with like 11 seconds left to give the Kings the winning bucket over the Santa Cruz Warriors. Congratulations to them. Congratulations to Lindsey Harding, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And again, shout out to Deuce and Mo on the
there
call.
There you go.
Appreciate y'all. Bronny James.
Yeah.
Entering the draft, but also staying in the transfer portal, because now you can do that, which I actually like. I think that's a good idea, where you can enter the draft process.
Yep.
Kind of go through it, see where things are at. And if you're going through it and you're like, man, I am not there yet, you can just go back to school. I think that's a great thing.
Yeah, I think so too. I just worry that he's got so much pressure on him, you know, because of who he is. He just wasn't very good this season at all. Like, I mean, not to, he had his heart ailment early in the season. He had to have heart surgery. We're talking about a kid who averaged 4.8 points, 2.8 rebounds, 2.1 assists. Mm-hmm. He's an elite defender. That's what people say. But he played 25 games. He shot 36.6% from the field and 48.1% from three. And he's, you know, he's not big like his dad. He's a 6'4", 210 pound dude. Mm-hmm. I don't know. To be honest, I'm not sure how much of a pro prospect he is, but he'll learn through the draft process. You take a bunch of visits.
Mm-hmm.
There are going to be teams that are interested in him because he's LeBron James' son, and everyone knows that LeBron would like to play with him before his career's out. So maybe you get a 2-for-1, especially with LeBron having his contract up this summer.
Yeah.
But I also think, like, he's probably going back to the Lakers as far as LeBron, and whether the Lakers spend a draft pick on Bronny James or not, he's going to have a tough time making it. I mean, that's just kind of the reality of the situation. It's not easy living in the shadow of a legend.
Yeah, and it's just, he didn't get to play a ton at USC this year.
Not, 25 games.
But it wasn't like, man, he really tore it up. What a prospect. Yeah. And so, yeah, like you said, he's going to learn with this process, whether teams view him as, hey, you know what, right now you're an early second round guy, but we think with another year of this, of X, Y, and Z, you could be a lottery guy next year.
Yeah.
Or teams might be like, yeah, hey, you're going to be a second round guy whether you go back to school or not, and maybe he just comes out this year. The thing I don't think is happening is I don't think LeBron is playing any role in this. I don't think that LeBron is pressuring him to enter the league.
Yeah, I would hope not.
I can't imagine he's like, hey, I've only got a couple years left. You need to get in here so we can do this father-son thing. I don't believe that's happening.
Okay.
I've seen some concern about that on the internet. I cannot imagine that LeBron is sitting here as smart of a basketball mind as he is going, hey, you know what I need to do? I need to potentially screw up my kid's future for this cool little father-son thing I want to try and do. I don't think he's that type of person.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I think he needs to be realistic, and he needs to take a step back and just give you some good advice for, like, as a dad, not as LeBron James. Like, take a step back, because, like, look, he may never, ever play in the league at all. I mean,
the definite possibility.
Yeah, I mean, that it's totally a possibility, and you hope that he gets to, but at the same time, like, look, the league is tough. You got to it's more than talent, it's production, it's all those things, and so, especially with his health concerns, you hope that he can figure it all out, and you know, again, stay in college. Like, find some success at USC.
Or wherever he transfers.
Or wherever he transfers to, yeah. So
that's my hope. I do hope he goes back for one more year, and then he would love to see him get into a position where he's in the lottery and he's you know, building on his own career. I'd really love to see that.
Yeah.
For Bronny James. All right, here's the thing we need to worry about with the Kings that we have not talked about yet.
Okay.
So last night's loss and the other action around the NBA, the Kings are now a full game back in the number 8 seed. They're a full game back of the Pelicans and the Suns, who are tied for 6 and 7. The Suns have the tiebreaker there because Devin Booker averages 94 points a game against the Pelicans for some reason.
Yes.
It's the weirdest thing. But very quietly, the Kings now just a half game up on the Lakers from the number 9 seed.
Mm.
And the Lakers have been playing well. And I got to tell you, if we're going to do a Kings-Warriors play-in game, I'm out.
Oh,
I will not be here. Oh. I'm not going through that again.
was terrible. I did not like it.
It's getting really close.
We are on the precipice of it. I don't like it one bit, James. Now, nope. The advantage here is the Kings do have the tiebreaker.
Over the Lakers. Yes.
So that's one small silver lining here. I just don't know that the Northern California fan bases of Kings and Warriors would survive a play-in situation.
Yeah, it's tough. I you know, again,
we're just careening toward it.
We are careening
every passing day.
Yeah, I mean, we can still talk about the potential for the Kings. I mean, you have to remember the Kings still play the Pelicans. They still play the Suns. Mm-hmm. You got six games left here. You do have a 4-0 advantage on the Lakers. So
yeah, you're well clear of that.
Yeah, but I mean, that means if the Kings go 5-1 and the Lakers go 6-0. The Kings would be above the Lakers, right? But
yes,
that I don't think the Lakers are going to win out.
Yeah, and the Lakers have a tough stretch,
and the Kings aren't going to go 5-1 either. I don't think.
So the Lakers have what do you think the Kings are going to go over these next six?
I'd love to say 4-2, but I'm going to think
let's call it 4-2. Let's just 48 wins.
Okay.
Okay.
4-2.
48. Am I?
Yep.
Am I tripping? Okay, so 48 wins. The Lakers are at 44 wins also. Okay. I don't think if the Kings can go 4-2, get to 48 wins, that means the Lakers need to go 5-1.
Yes.
Just to pass them.
Yes.
They would have to go 5-1 against Cleveland at home, but then Timberwolves, second night of a back-to-back.
Okay.
They play Saturday, Sunday. Then they've got Golden State Tuesday. Then they're at Memphis on April 12th, and then at New Orleans on April 14th, in a game that New Orleans will probably need to have. So okay. They'll probably get a New Orleans team that's trying, and Brandon Ingram might be back by then.
Okay, so that's tough.
That's a tough stretch. And all of those games, the Timberwolves playing for a one seed, the Cavs are playing for seeding, the Warriors are still trying to climb up in the play-in standings potentially. Memphis not playing anything, but then I think New Orleans will be playing for something. So if the Kings can win four of their next six, the Lakers need to go 5-1 to pass them. Even if the Kings go 3-3, the Lakers have to go 4-2 in that stretch to pass them.
Okay.
Now they've won three in a row. They've won, is that eight of nine? So it's on the table.
Okay.
But
strength of schedule wise, they have the Lakers' strength of schedule is actually more difficult than the Kings.
Yeah.
The Kings have a 551 and the Lakers are a 556. Mm-hmm. And the Lakers are the fifth most difficult schedule. The Kings are sixth. So, yeah, it's tough. I mean, the Kings still have Boston, OKC, Suns, Pelicans. Man. And then the only two other games
that's
they have
so brutal.
Are the Nets and the Blazers.
That's
and
so brutal.
You got another back-to-back. So, I think, is it OKC and Phoenix is a back-to-back? Or is it Phoenix Pelicans? They've got one more difficult back-to-back.
The Kings?
Yeah.
I don't have their schedule in front of me. I've got it right here now. I need to open more tabs. I work out of like two tabs. I need more tabs. I'm going to have infinity tabs. And I always work out of like two of them. The Kings back-to-back is Pelicans Suns at home.
Great.
Thursday, Friday of next week.
Hmm. Okay.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh boy!
Yeah, thanks NBA.
Got to stack some wins here. How do the Kings get a win tonight? And let's re-rack that. Prayer.
More prayer. More prayer. Upon prayer.
I think you can get OKC. I don't think you can get New Orleans. You can get Brooklyn. You can't lose to Brooklyn. Brooklyn's one you have to have.
Yeah.
And again, this is now we're talking fending off the Lakers from snagging the 8 seed. And putting you in position where you're hosting the Warriors in a play-in game. Not because I don't think the Kings can beat the Warriors. I think they can, especially now that they have more people who can play offense and credibly defend Steph Curry. But I just personally don't want to deal with it.
No, that wouldn't be fun. I mean, if you somehow you're in the second play-in game, I mean, if you're the Kings, you don't want to be in the second play-in game.
Well, that, I mean, okay. Yeah,
you want to be the sixth seed, number one. Number two, you don't want to lose the first play-in game. Mm-hmm. But if you do lose that first play-in game and you have to play the second play-in game, I don't know. It's like it's
and now you're
chaotic.
If you're the 9, the highest seed you can get is the 8. And now you're potentially playing Denver in round 1. Although, hey, at this point, with how dire things have kind of gotten, you just have to make the playoffs.
No, I totally agree.
Like I've punted on the idea of like, okay, hey, matchups and who do they like, dude, just get there. I don't care if you lose in 4 and lose by 120 points in those 4 games.
And here's the crazy thing. Denver, OKC, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Kings are 3-1, 2-1, 2-1 against those 3 teams.
Yeah.
But we're all super concerned. Like, it's just get in. Just get in.
That's
please.
All. Just get in the playoffs. That opens up your draft picks to be traded this offseason.
Just gives you flexibility. Whether they trade them or not, it just gives you the flexibility that you need.
Yeah.
So,
boy, I had written the Lakers off. It's like, all right, looking ahead, but things are so mashed up right now. The Mavs are 46-30 and 2.5 games up on the 9 seed Lakers.
Yeah. What I don't want to do is have to quickly start figuring out whether the Kings should look at Ron Holland out of the G League or Tijane Salloon.
What are we talking?
Cholet basketball or Kyle Filipowski out of Duke, or Isaiah Collier.
Oh no, yeah, because they would have their 2024 draft pick.
Yeah, all of a sudden I'm sitting here doing that, and that's not at all what I was like planning on doing with my beginning of the offseason.
That sounds awful.
We'll see.
I don't want to do that at all.
Yeah. And then I'm already like honing in. I'm, you know, Dalton Knecht out of Tennessee.
Connect.
Is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good player.
Well, good player, but he's also a 23-year-old senior, small forward, 6'6", 213 pounds.
Fits the timeline.
He fits who they are. Draft age is not good. 39.7% from 3.
Trade back, draft Zach Edey.
Everybody.
Profit.
Start looking at that right now.
Yep. We're talking about Zach Edey this morning. I've done 0 NFL or NBA draft work.
I'm going to do a ton, like I always do, but...
Oh, yeah, no, you're going to dive in. I am going to ride your coattails on that.
Okay.
I'm going to watch some YouTube highlights and develop some hard opinions.
You know what's crazy? We talk about Zach Edey, who is not expected to go... Like, he's an early second-round pick, right?
Yeah, projected, yeah.
He's projected number 32. And then he's going to... If we have the matchup in the Final Four... that I'm expecting, Purdue and UConn. Mm-hmm. It's going to be him against Donovan Clingan.
Mm-hmm.
He's projected as a number seven pick in the draft.
Ooh. God, I can't wait. I need UConn Purdue so bad.
Well, I need that
matchup.
Like, you know.
Well, I know. You've got stuff on the line.
I got stuff on the line.
I've got takes to get off.
No.
That's all I'm looking for.
No, me and Sean Cunningham, if we get a Duke UConn and a Purdue UConn and Purdue wins, like there's a celebration. There's a Kings.
It's party time at the
Kings beat party is happening. we're having a party. Yeah.
I need to see the two bigs go at it. Hey, before we get to the handoff, Jesse Tapia sticking in. What?
Yeah, before we get to the handoff, Jesse's sticking in. Thank you, John Poles.
Yes.
Thank you, John Poles.
John Poles, producing the show for us today.
You saved
shout out
our
to John,
pick and John Poles.
Shout out to John Poles. For producing the show. We're going to give something away real quick. A $100 Jiffy Lube gift certificate. And also, when you enter to win that gift certificate, you will also be entered to win a Sacramento Kings jersey that we'll be giving away at the end of the regular season. We've already given away 3 jerseys. Our 4th one will be given away at the end of the regular season. All you got to do, ESPN1320.com is the website. And you are going to enter, well, there's the Jiffy Lube Fast Break Player of the Game contest page. It is front and center. You can't miss it. You click on that, and you're going to enter the code word HART, H-A-R-T, in honor of Josh Hart.
Yeah.
Just cooking last night. He's really good. You and I are both big Josh Hart guys.
Yeah. The
Josh Hart stands.
Kings should have got him like 3 times. Yeah.
He would be a perfect player for the Kings. Just like Jesse Tapia would be a perfect player for this show. He's the producer of D'Lo and KC, but he's hopping in here for the handoff. What's up, man?
What's up, guys? Happy Friday.
How are you dealing with today? You are a Celtics guy.
Yeah.
But of course, love Sacramento. Got love for the Kings.
I love Sacramento.
How do you navigate something like tonight?
So we talk about the game or whatever during the show, blah, blah, blah. I sit on the couch, hope the Celtics win by 30 tonight.
Is that complicated?
It's that simple.
I hope they win by 30 tonight. Yeah,
I love the Kings or whatever. Like, I want them to do well for everyone else. But
given where the Kings are at, given where the Celtics are at.
Would you just give away a win?
Like, bro.
I got Jaylen Brown and Derek White to sit tonight. What more do you want from me?
That's all they would give you? You called Brad and you said, dog. Like, dog. Get the Kings a dub.
You're only calling so many favors.
Man. All right, well.
Like, if the Kings win tonight, that's great, too, or whatever. I'm not going to be, oh, Celtics lost. Like, Kings win is much bigger than a Celtics loss.
But you know what? But you know what we can look forward to if the Celtics do lose?
What's that?
We can look forward to that Chiron on Get Up tomorrow. Like, how does this Celtics loss?
That is my favorite thing. I think there's a stat, like, their last 24 games, going back to last week or whatever, ending last week and before or whatever, they were like 20-4 in their last 24 or whatever. And
yeah.
After those four losses, are the Celtics in trouble? Can the Bucks catch them? I don't know.
What does it mean? So I always tell people that, like, the Kings obviously deserve to be recognized nationally more than they are, like 100%. And that's true for, I think, several teams.
It's not always fun.
I think for the most part, national, like big national media, because they're looking for clicks and engagement. Like, that's, so they're going to talk about the things in the teams that get clicks and engagement. It's the exact same reason we don't sit here and talk about the Knicks day in and day out.
Yeah, well, it's kind of
or a different team.
Why ESPN is so bad? If like NBA Today is just pure takes. That's LeBron, Warriors, Celtics, whatever, just takes. There's no talk about like basketball at all.
Yeah, they do a bad job of storytelling for the most part. But on the other hand, let me tell you, they're not. Let's say there was a referendum put out by ESPN that said, hey, we need to talk Kings basketball 24 hours tomorrow. I promise maybe Zach Lowe on that station has been tapped into some Kings. You would be getting some wild ass Kings takes.
I mean, shout out.
You want nothing to do with.
Shout out Shaq yesterday on during halftime. I think it was DeAndre Fox, Kings' best player.
Oh, DeAndre Fox!
Can't even get the guy's name right.
DeAndre Fox.
That's what you'd be running into. So be careful what you wish for on the national coverage.
Maybe just listen to the insiders and D'Lo and Casey. Huh?
Exactly. That's all you need.
Kendrick Perkins does a good job of at least throwing wild things out there.
I think Perkins
watches.
Well, I think he watches.
I think he does too. Yeah. For as much as he's kind of like a cartoon character, I think he does watch.
I do too.
I feel like they portray him as a cartoon character, but he actually like talks like hoop or whatever. Like, I don't know, ESPN portrays him as like just this big
He's definitely a hoop head.
Yeah. But like, he watches, I feel
I know, James, you're not an Austin Rivers guy.
No.
But I think he is genuinely tapped in as well.
Yeah, he sounds like
I think he does a good job.
No, I think he probably is really good at talking. And has a good take, and you know he's raised around basketball. I just don't like people who throw cushions and hit people in the stands, and then refuse to take accountability for it.
Of course,
that's all. I mean, when someone tries to kill you with a cushion, you know, it's like the guy who throws a shoe. Like, was it one of the
Austin Powers?
Well, yes, Powers, but it's also a
Bush press conference.
Well, yes, but also.
Oh my God! How many people are throwing shoes?
Well, it's a spoof
more than we think.
James Bond. There was a villain who threw a shoe. I can't remember.
Throwing a shoe was crazy.
That's so nuts. That's such a crazy ass thing to do to somebody.
Then what are you gonna do? You're gonna walk out with
you're going to jail with one shoe on.
Then you look like the caddy from Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, if you're gonna throw one shoe, throw them both.
Yeah.
Like, at that point, just be fully shoeless. What's the point of one shoe throw?
Nice. Well, that you can
multiple shots at getting what you're trying to hit.
Or you tie the laces together and you throw them like a bolo.
Yeah, or use them as nunchucks. Like, there's so many different things
you
can
do.
It'd
be so much more efficient doing this.
There's so many better ways to fight with shoes.
How did this happen?
Throw one.
How do we get where we are right now?
I have
Austin Rivers, throwing cushions.
That's right.
We do not have Kyle next week. Kyle's going to be away.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Jesse's going to be sitting in the chair at least one day, at least a day and a half, maybe 2 days.
Sometimes.
Love that.
And then we'll do James's friends next week. It'll be fun. We've got all kinds of stuff happening.
I'm going away. The Insiders is not. Viewership is going to skyrocket next week.
Whatever.
It's funny, though, because you'll be back, hopefully not, but for that Warriors-Kings playing game.
All right. You know what?
You'll be right back in time for that.
No.
I don't want that, by the way.
I want no parts of it, dude.
Kings, honestly, maybe you guys win today, maybe?
Yeah, dude. Call in another favor. Tell them what time it is. Yeah, it has nothing to do with the what team I want to win or lose or whatever. It helps me in my day-to-day to have the Kings win. 1,000%. Yeah, that is 100% better for me. I don't want to deal with the online stuff. The toxicity of what that became.
See, I don't think the online stuff will happen
out.
This time.
I'm out.
Feel like we're
I'm
just
muting
gonna...
everybody. I'm getting off the internet. I don't want that smoke.
I feel like we'll just all walk up to the game. Like, we know what it is. Like, we'll see what happens, fellas. And then whoever wins, wins. Like, It was so much. Before the series even started, it was just crazy the week before.
I think there's been an acceptance in Warriors land that
we
was
had
not
media
there,
apologies.
That was not
it was
there
insane.
Last year. That wasn't there. People genuinely thought the Warriors could go win a chip last year.
Yeah.
This year, I think there's a general acceptance of the worse this gets, the better it probably means for the future.
1-6 in a row right now.
Yeah. I mean, what does this mean for their title chances? It's coming up next. All right, we're going to get out of here. What?
I'm just looking at the clock.
I'm joking. I don't actually think that.
No. I was just seeing how much time we have.
All right. Jesse, what do you guys got coming up? Just Casey today.
Well, no, it's Casey and friends. I'll be in there a little bit. We got Coach JT. Dane might pull up, talk WrestleMania, whatever. Will Z talking King Celtics. Ham's going to be there. You're going to be there. Everyone's going to be there.
Oh, we got a guest fest coming up. Yeah, I can't wait. Join that party. D'Lo and Casey. No D'Lo, just Casey and friends today on ESPN 1320, Sacramento's sports leader. Bye.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. 3-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.